Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Friday, April 17, the radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. It is a great joy to be with you on this Friday. I praise the Lord for being with you. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in Him a friend so kind and true. I would tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There has never been a friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cares for me. Every day He comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand His words of love. But I'll never know just why He came to save me till one day I see His blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There has never been a friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cares for you and me. Amen. Boy, He loves us, don't He? Praise the Lord. Well, we're in the last month here of our Reaching America project, and I'd like to get as many people involved as I could between now and the end of April. We're asking that 1,000 people across America, and God could do that. A lot of people could do that. $10 a month, you could help us. You say, "Preacher, that's $120,000. You're right. And boy, the stations we could go on, they're there. They're waiting on us. We've already taken one in Omaha, Nebraska. We're now looking at Tucson, Arizona, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And if you would help us pray, we could do this. Amen. And then if you would like to give $10 a month for the next 1 year or $120 one-time gift, make your check to GBI and then the mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I hope you'll be a part of this project. And pray for us, if you would, please, about it. And maybe some of you churches would get involved. Some church might send $1,000. You could help us on this project, and I hope you'll pray about it. All right, let's go to the final part of our message on Be Ye Thankful. They've given me open invitation. They said, anytime you want to preach, come to our church. And I think two of them would really enjoy it if I'd come more. I really do think they would. But God knows, I don't want to take advantage of those preachers. Now, I might come to their church sometime, and I might preach, but I don't want to take advantage of any preacher. I got a little church up on the side of a highway. I bet they ain't running 8 or 10 people. For almost 20 years, 17 years, they've been sending me $25 a month in the mail, never miss. Friend, I thank God for the church. Don't come telling me what's wrong with the church. Don't come telling me there's bad people in every church. Preacher, if you just knew what this one does, I don't want to know what they do. I'm going to let the Lord straighten that out. I can't straighten all that out. Listen, friend, I'm not God's dictator. I'm not God's sheriff. I used to think I was, but I'm not God's sheriff. I want God to make me gentle. I want to come there. Now, I'm not going to compromise on anything I've been preaching. And I'm going to keep preaching against sin, liquor, shacking up together, not being married, living together, sex outside marriage, dope, marijuana, pills. I'm preach against it. I'm going to preach against gambling, cussing, lying, stealing, cheating. I'm going to preach against that. But I'm not going to be mad at the sinner. I just want to preach what God wants me to with the fervor that God wants me to preach it. But I want to realize that the church is not perfect. The church is not perfect, friend. The church, today our churches are in a pitiful condition. Our churches need God. But our churches need some preacher in love just to help our churches and say, look, you could get back to doing it this way. You don't have to be ugly about it. I thank God for the church. And then I want to say this. I thank God for my pastor. I had a former pastor text me, one of the greatest pastors I ever had. I had a former pastor text me yesterday and asked me how things were going in the ministry. I love my preachers. A lot of my former pastors are in heaven. I think about Brother Ivan Dameron, who took me under his wing right after I got saved. He's in heaven. I think about Dean Chandler, who gave me the first Bible I could ever read. He's in heaven. I think about Jack Osborne, who's in heaven now, and he helped me out so tremendously. I think about a dear old man that goes under the radar, Brother Junior Royal, who taught me so much about God and loved me. He loved me, and I loved him. I think about some of these men that are in heaven now, former pastors of mine that are in heaven. And I think about some of them that are still living. And the preacher I've got now is my friend. I love my pastor. You know, I can call him, talk to him about anything in the world. He can call me, and he can talk to me about anything. Well, I don't bother my preacher. He's a busy man. He's got hundreds of people to pastor. I don't bother him. But every once in a while, he'll call me. And by the way, he calls me more than I do him. But sometimes I'll text him to say, preacher, that's a great message. It's like this past Sunday night, he preached one of the best messages. I just eaten that up. Boy, I loved it. I want to learn from the Bible. I love my preacher. Boy, you ought every once in a while, I pulled a little piece of money out, Pastor Appreciation Day, and gave to one of my former pastors one time when him was sitting there talking. He said, now, Brother Cawthorn, you don't have to do that. I said, that's all right. I got more of them. What I get. And listen, I want to say this. If God bless me, I want to bless somebody else. My brother, the Bible talked about how beautiful are the feet of the man that preached. I want to have you ever thanked God? Not thank your pastor for him. But have you ever thanked God for your pastor? Have I ever went to God and thanked God for my pastor? Before I joined the church that I'm a member of now, I remember one time I went through a great heartache. And me and my wife, we went through one of the greatest heartaches, and it wasn't our marriage or anything like that. It was something else. It's something in the ministry. We went through one of the greatest heartaches we ever had. And I remember she got so upset, she came home from the office, and she'd just sit and cry. And I'd tell her to be quiet, and then I'd start crying. She'd tell me to be quiet, and then she'd start crying. We cried the whole day. I never forget it. But I had two or three preacher friends. I'm thinking of one right now. I had a preacher friend of mine in South Carolina call me, and he said, Brother Cawthorn, he called me two or three times, said, I want to check on you. I never forgot it. And then I had my pastor now. He wasn't my pastor then, but he called me. He said, Rick, he calls me Rick. He said, Rick, said, are you all right? And he talked me through that. But I want to thank God for my pastor, don't you? Thank God for my pastor. And then, you know, I ain't good at this, but I want to thank God for being able to sing. God's given me a few songs. I sat one morning as low as a man could go and wrote a little line of a song. A sparrow don't mean much to this world, but God cares when to the ground one falls. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Jesus takes care of it all. I sat and wrote that little song. I ain't no singer. You won't believe this, but I've had people write recently on the radio and ask me, did I have a CD? Now, you people are really desperate for punishment, ain't you? You want to hear me? You play me singing, and the crows bring back the corn they stole 5 years ago in your garden. Amen. I'm not a good singer. Amen. But, you know, I thank God for the ability to sing a little bit. I like to sing. I led the choir for 5 years, didn't know what I was doing. I led the music, but I enjoyed leading that singing. I enjoyed leading the congregation. I love leading congregation singing. I love it. I love to sing. Thank God for the ability to sing. Thank God. I went in for some kind of procedure, and I got through. I didn't tell the doctor to do it, but he's one of the best in the business. He said, listen, when I came out, he said, your esophagus needed stretching. And so he said, I stretched your esophagus. Well, it did make me swallow better. It made me feel better. You know, I think about my throat every once in a while. Man, this old throat's preached 41 years at least one time a week and more than that. Boy, God's given me that old throat. Let me do it. You know, number eight, I want to thank God for the brethren. I was talking about my friend down in South Carolina that called me. Boy, I've had some people. I'll never forget this. One time I was sick at my home. I wasn't married at that time. I had a well-known preacher. He's a pastor. He's an evangelist. He preached all over everywhere. And somebody went to the meeting and told him I was sick. He's in a hurry. And I was there. And my mama came to me and said, "You got a phone call from so-and-so." I said, "What in the world? What does he want with me?" I'm a little country preacher. And I got on the phone. He said, "Preacher," said, "I heard you're sick." Said, "I just want to tell you, you know." Boy, it just encouraged me. Have you ever just been an encouragement to somebody? Sometimes I'll have somebody distant. I had a preacher. He's one of my dear friends. He's an evangelist preacher all over America. He's in missions. Many of you have him in your churches, and many of you have him every year. He's a great man. One morning, my daddy on Sunday night had suffered a massive stroke. They called me and my brother into the Allegheny Hospital in Allegheny County, North Carolina. My daddy was laying on the table. And that doctor was so scared, he's scared to death. He took that scan of my daddy. He said, "You better spend all your time you can with your daddy." I got in the ambulance that night, rode down the road, and that little girl, 20-year-old girl, right driving that vehicle. And I never forget it. I don't know what her last name was. But I called her by her first name. She had told me what her name was. And I sat in the front seat. She was driving that thing and had another attendant in the back. My daddy's back there. They thought he's going to die. They come down Sparta Mountain, come down them curves, and that thing, the brakes on that thing was making a noise. And finally we got down on flat land. I asked her, I said, "Young lady, how fast are you going?" She said, 90. I said, "Can you hold this thing?" She said, "I can." And them old sirens are going, boy, and I thought my daddy's going to die. Got down at the hospital. But about a day later, I think it was a day or the next day, maybe it was 24 hours at that, I don't remember, 48 hours, I don't know, I was heading for Winston that morning. I got a text on my phone. It didn't say who it was or anything. I found out who it was, but it didn't say it was at the first of it. It started out like this: "Dear Lord," something to this effect of that, "Bless Brother Cothran, whatever he's going through today." From that text is one of my dear friends. I don't call people's names on the radio if they're still alive. I don't call them on the radio. You die, I'll call your name out. No, but I, from that, was born my text ministry that I do. Now, if you ever get a text from me, dear pastor, evangelist, missionary, if you ever get a text from me that says I'm praying for you, you know that I've spent time praying. I had a man the other day, and he's in I'm not going to discuss what all it is, but he in his ministry, it's very, very, he has to be careful in the ministry he's in. But he sent me a text, said, "Preacher," he said, "certain things come," and said, "would you pray?" I've been praying for him. My friends are a blessing. I've loved them in my youthful days. I love them when I get old. And I'm going to need them. They're more precious than gold. I need my friends. I've met some people that were my childhood heroes. Preachers and singers. And I've met them. And they've been dear friends to me. I think about Brother Noah Fry. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Friday, April the 17th. I certainly thank you for listening. You've been listening to a message entitled, "And Be Ye Thankful," R-492. We can send this to you, and it's available on CD recording, or it is available by email, comments@gbiradio.org. It is free of charge. I hope you'll take us up on that and get this message this week. I'll remind you that a lot of these stations carry our 30-minute radio broadcast. For a complete listing of where we're on, go to gbiradio.org. May God bless you. Until Monday is our prayer. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cothran. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.